This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. It's now 7 after the hour. Here we are progressing into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week we get together for an hour to go through the charts for the preceding week. This week will be no different than last week or next week. Well, in terms of what we do, what we are talking about, however, changes in some cases dramatically from week to week. So we start out the hour with Michael going through the list, the story list, the people list, trying to figure out what it is that has been on your mind. If you're listening to your favorite news talk radio programs, you're probably listening to this because this is a good accompaniment on most of the stations that do news talk radio. Getting Michael's expertise, having been the publisher of this magazine for 31 years now? How many is 30?
33 years.
33 years, yes. Okay, there we go.
Yes. And if I mispronounce any names, it's because we're trying an experiment today. The voice you're hearing is not of Michael Harrison. It's of artificial intelligence.
Right. It's an AI voice.
Right. So if you listen very carefully, you'll hear little tiny mispronunciations.
Uh-oh.
At number 10, we have the NFL playoffs and the Dungy criticism. I think I got that word right.
Yes,
at number 9, the Santos drama is tied with the Tyre Nichols case. At number 8, the Ticketmaster hearing. Ticketmaster. Doesn't that sound like some type of a ominous organization?
Well, they are an ominous organization. They ought to be stomped out, in fact.
Yeah, man. So like, the people could get tickets at a reasonable price as opposed to
going to the drugstore
to the man.
Right.
DeSantis' education policies are at number 7. The terrible wave of mass shootings is at number 6. At number 5, Trump's legal issues, and it's tied with his Meta reinstatement. Military aid to Ukraine is a huge topic with great consequences, and it's at number 4. The debt ceiling battle is at 3. At number 2, McCarthy's various House actions as the Republicans try to settle in.
His wife has thrown him out of the House. That's it. After she saw Marilyn and Marjorie Taylor Greene making eyes at him, he's been thrown out of the House.
That's not true. Marjorie Taylor Greene, home wrecker. or in this case, housewrecker.
Housewrecker, yes.
Yeah, number right. 1, we have the classified documents cases. They're all over the place. It's funny how this thing is playing out. It's playing out that there are just too many classified documents.
That's right. Have you checked your garage to see if you've got any?
I have a few
documents.
Old classified ads, but whatever.
Well.
Nobody ever answered them. On the people survey, we have Tony Dungy at number 10, tied with Tyre Nichols.
What an awful name. Tony Dungy, isn't it?
Yeah.
My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather's name was William Dungy. He came from, there's a story with that, and I won't tell it on the Countdown Show, but someday I'll tell you. What happened to him?
That you're about to tell me?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Don't you let people say, I want to tell you a story, and it's too long. I'm going to save it for another time, and then they
tell you. All right, so wait, I'll give you 60 seconds. All right, you ready? This is for everybody in the audience. Michael Harrison, Mr. Dungy had immigrated from Portugal, and most of the Portuguese that came to this country were very dark. He had settled in southern Illinois with his family and worked on a farm there. And about a year or so, they'd been on the farm trying to get used to how everything worked. And somehow or other, he decided he would go into the city of Springfield to do some shopping or whatever. And he was arrested by the sheriff because he was, this is 1854. So he gets arrested and put in jail. And he needs to have a lawyer, and nobody will represent him because they don't want to go against the local sheriff and the local policies, which were to have slaves, and this guy should have been enslaved. So somehow or other, a new lawyer who just hung out his shingle in Springfield, Illinois, got wind of the case, took it, and freed this guy, proving that he was a Portuguese national, and he wasn't black, and he wasn't a slave. Want to guess who the lawyer was? It was the first case he ever tried.
Mark G. Salomon.
No, close.
Abraham Lincoln.
Wow. Defended my great-great-great-grandfather, who was allegedly a slave, but he wasn't, and Lincoln got him freed. That's a dumb story.
So not only did Lincoln free the slaves, he freed the Stephens.
The Dungies, the earlier Stephens.
Yes,
on my mother's side. All right, so that's that story. Let's keep going. Yeah, that was enough of that.
That was an amazing story.
You like that story?
Yeah, it was a good story. It was very interesting.
Okay.
Okay. So we have Tony Dungy and Tyre Nichols at 10. George Santos at number 9.
Good God.
Ron DeSantis. DeSantos and Santis. You notice how nicely that goes together. At
very
number 8.
Nicely.
Hunter Biden mysteries. Sounds like a detective. Adventures of Hunter Biden. Big game hunter. At number 7, the aforementioned house wrecker, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Hunter Biden's been seen with her, too.
I'll bet that hussy.
And Adam Schiff.
Oh, yeah.
And
Adam
Eric Stolwell.
And all four of them.
Okay, do you know that Eric Stolwell had an affair with a Chinese spy whose real name is Fang Fang? I'm not making that up, by the way. But imagine a member of Congress having an affair with a Chinese spy.
That alone is an eyebrow raiser.
Never mind her name being Fang Fang.
Fang Fang.
Yeah,
that sounds like a name out of a James Bond movie.
It does, yeah, exactly.
Fang. Fang Fang.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, Kevin McCarthy. He's the housekeeper. Number 3, Mike Pence. he's the classified documents.
Oh, my God, he's a thief.
Number 2, Donald Trump. He's just the man of the century. And Joe Biden is number 1, another important dude.
Here we go. That's it. There you have.
So you know why Marjorie Taylor Greene is on the list this week?
No idea whatsoever.
She has made it very clear she wants to be Donald Trump's running mate. She wants to be the vice presidential candidate that runs on the ticket with Donald Trump, and she's pulling out all the stops, telling everybody who will listen to her that that's what she wants. She told McCarthy there's some very interesting pictures. I think I alluded to them last week, of Marjorie and McCarthy. Anyway, I find it interesting that these characters you couldn't write a better play. You really couldn't.
She's going to have to climb over Carrie Lake, who also wants to be Donald Trump's running mate.
Right, but she lost. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a winner. Even though Carrie was cheated, and obviously the election was rigged, and that's why she didn't win.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, okay. So maybe the Monday Night Raw wrestling match
would
be between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Carrie Lake.
It would be a sellout. It would be the biggest pay-per-view event since Donald Trump shaved Vince McMahon's head in the center of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
and thus, getting him into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yep, exactly.
It's amazing.
I like that. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene would obviously win. The other lady, Carrie Lake, she looks like a wuff. And the woman who's the governor of North Dakota, who I'm surprised actually isn't on the list. She'd probably be right below the top 10, maybe at number 11 or number 12, because she said there would be no birth control devices, nothing that has anything to do with birth control allowed to be sold in her state, effective immediately. In North Dakota. No selling anything. But she looks like she could use it. People say when I say a woman needs a hamburger, it's sexist. You think that is? Maybe I should say...
I think that there's times when I think that you sound a little sexist, but...
Really?
A little. I don't think you... Because I know you so many years, I know what's in your heart, and I know what an incredibly caring and good guy you are. Mm-hmm. Like Tony Dungy, he got into all kinds of trouble with the LGBTQ community.
Why, though?
Because he texted something that can be, you know, transgender phobic, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah. How many people are affected by that, though? I mean, on the other side of it is, how many people are transgender? And how many people are affected, and why are they so sensitive? Is it because they've been taken advantage of over the...
Because they're sensitive. People are sensitive. And all of us have to... This is a time when we're reevaluating how we deal with sensitivities that people other than ourselves have. And it's all, of course, it's minorities, because minorities are not protected by the popular culture. You know, if it's something that the majority does, it's considered mainstream. If it's something that a minority does, it's considered a cult or it's considered weird. Human nature and sociology is very complicated. So, I do think that we all should always be sensitive to what hurts people.
I do too.
You know,
I agree with you. Yep.
On the other hand, when it gets in the way of, when it becomes righteous indignation and you go out with a chip on your shoulder attacking people who really didn't have that intention, and, you know, play gotcha and have them lose
like
their
Dave
job.
Chappelle.
Then it's counterproductive. So it's something, you know, it's certainly worth talking about. And I kid around a lot. I'm not kidding at the moment. I mean, I think that it's a tough issue to deal with, and we should all be mindful and thoughtful about it.
All right, we'll continue to focus on that and other items here on the Countdown, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, for boats, for RVs. If you want protection on the road, on the water, wherever you may be, go to progressive.com. That's progressive.com. Or you can call them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE. That's the number to dial. That actually, you don't need that many letters, but you can figure it out for yourself. 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com for Progressive of Insurance. It's 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service, on your side. The week of January 23rd to the 27th in focus. Can you believe we're already done with the first month of 2023? Valentine's Day, 2 weeks away. Happy Valentine's Day, Michael, in case I...
Same to you.
Close to it. Thank you very much.
Yes.
All right. So let's pick apart some of this stuff that is part of it. And I want to get your thoughts. Is it more than a joke? The classified documents case is number one on the story list. It seems that everybody's got them. And the question that I have had all along is, why are there 50 million documents that are classified? How come? I think this is a good reason for Assange. And what's this kid, the guy that was in Russia, what's his name, Snowden, right? Mm. Those yeah. guys, they released all these documents, and we saw, you know, why do we have to have all these documents? Who are they hiding this information from? Supposedly protecting. Who are they protecting? I want to know this stuff, don't you?
Well, in a lot of cases, you don't get in trouble if you're a government official if you classify something, if you overly classify it, than if you underclassify it. As a result, many things get classified just to protect people, protecting their backs in terms of their jobs. So that's one of the reasons this has been happening. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's hard to run a government. I mean, I the whole idea
complex.
Of, you know, in a weaponized, polarized society, politically weaponized, polarized society, how do you run a government at all when everything is politicized? And then when it comes to secrets, top secrets, who's in charge of making something a secret?
And who decides what is a top secret?
right. Think about the insanity of that. It's hard enough to run a small business and keep things from leaking. You know.
Yeah. Right.
So how do you run a government? How do you trust anybody if you really have tremendous power? Mm-hmm. How do you know that when you're in a private meeting with your staff, you're the president of the United States, how many of those operatives that are working with you really like you or are loyal to you or are not going to write a book about you or are recording you? How do you know when you go to the bathroom that the Secret Service agent that's guarding the door outside isn't really out to get you? No wonder they all go crazy.
Pretty, it's an amazing state, isn't it, huh?
Well,
also...
Know.
Your thoughts?
When I met Bill Clinton the first time, I said, I have a question for you that's kind of stupid in a way, but I hope you don't mind. He said, go ahead. I said, when you came to the White House and you became president for the first day, the first week, how'd you know what to do? how did you know what doors to open, what keys? How do you know what to do? And he laughed, and he said, that's a great question. He said, the bureaucrats get you through it.
Mm-hmm. Of course they do. Yep. That's what it's all about, bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. So number two is Kevin McCarthy and what he did this week. The number one thing, I've spent more time on the fair tax this week than I have for a long time, and on any, I've more time on that than anything else on the Good Day program, because I think that it's time that we dismiss the IRS and the skullduggery that goes on there, and adapt something that's much more, in my mind, much more fair. People pay according to what they spend. As you see all this stuff, and the politicians, the hardcore on both sides, no, we can't get rid of the IRS. Well, the IRS is illegal, according to a lot of people.
Well, yeah, and I remember when there were guys running around telling people not to pay their taxes, now they're all in jail.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I remember those guys. I had them on my program.
But I mean, let's talk about it on the other side of the break.
What an idea. Thank you. What didn't I think about that? There's Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, 28 after, here on The Countdown.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Memphis police releasing four videos from a January 7th traffic stop that led to the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols. Nichols spending 3 days in the hospital before he died due to his injuries. Five Memphis police officers were fired and now face numerous charges, including murder. Here's Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland on the timing of the release of the video.
We wanted to ensure the proper legal steps were followed and that the family of Mr. Nichols had an opportunity to view the video footage privately before we release it to the public.
The U.S. Marine Corps base Camp Pendleton temporarily closing its main gate after a driver attempted to ram their vehicle into the security barriers last night. It is unclear why that driver attempted to gain access. Three people have died, at least one person missing, as a result of torrential rain that has caused major flooding and numerous evacuations in New Zealand. Corey Myers, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Here with Talk Inspiration is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. We're going back to a discussion of the elections, how the election, the actual work is done, the actual process of getting elected, not... Well, let's separate the people who are running and how they try to get elected with the process of, you know, city clerks and town clerks and people who run these election things and what we ought to be doing as a focus going forward to make the elections legit. Lots of people, most people, in fact, that I talk to, whether it's on the air or off the air about this, think that there is a real concern, and there is, I think, legitimate concern about the way elections are conducted. And then you go from there into, okay, what do we do to fix it? And then there's not much agreement, right?
I guess so. I don't know. Yes, we agree there's not much agreement, but... this whole issue of there's a huge gap between thinking that the election system in a complicated country such as the United States of America, where local sovereignty and states' rights are as important, if not more, than federal central government. Obviously, democracy and elections are going to be messy, and that you've got to constantly be vigilant, keep your eye on it, and make sure that it's both up to date in terms of its technological potential and up to date in terms of not allowing corruption, which runs deep in the human condition. That being said, it doesn't necessarily mean that the elections are not legit, that the people that are complaining about these election deniers, because they tend to only complain about elections that they lose. They don't complain about elections they win. Mm-hmm. And there's a hypocrisy attached to it. So, look, many, many lies that politicians and countries' leaders, state leaders, governors, many of the lies that people have told in public policy are based on a grain of truth. But they're still lies. And that's the way I see the election denier thing. It's basically a lie. Take this woman in Arizona. She said that she loses
a
nightmare because it was rigged.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, but...
So and who believes that? Who in their right mind believes at the beginning? It's just so usury, if you will, for somebody like that, who is just about splash and self. That's you know, she's a self-aggrandizer.
Now remember when Donald Trump lost in the 2015-2016 primaries to Ted Cruz in the Iowa caucus, he lost that one. He claimed that it was rigged. That's the default. It's rigged. Do you remember when you were a kid, there were certain kids you couldn't play games with because they were sore losers, and
right.
they always tried to change the current phrase is they move the goalposts. You know, they change the rules to suit their situation.
To suit themselves.
You ever play Scrabble with a cheater?
This is the way it works in countries that are not democracies. You think the Ayatollah puts up with if things don't go his way? He just changes things. You think in China, the people, the people running the government, they don't like what happens, they just change it. In Russia...
Well, unfortunately, when people don't trust each other enough where every election now is considered fraudulent, it's because we don't trust the workers. We don't trust the vote counters. When people don't trust each other, then the only answer to this problem is a authoritarian single party system. The lack of trust is what creates a police state. When people no longer trust each other, they turn to the government to make sure that the other bad guys out there don't get a leg up and we lose our freedom. With freedom, you have to trust your fellow citizen. The more that citizens trust each other, the more freedom we have. When we don't trust each other, and sometimes for good reason, sometimes we're just not trustworthy, the answer is the opposite of democracy. The answer is the opposite of freedom.
It really is an amazing reality. It really is.
Yeah.
All right.
Why are the Russians so happy with a strongman government that they even went back toward it after they had it? They don't trust each other, the Russians.
Mm-mm. No, they don't. That is for sure. Okay. So, speaking of not trusting, this fellow, Sam Bankman-Fried, or Fried, I think we referred to him earlier as
Fried.
So, the whole thing about Bitcoin, honestly, I say this with all openness, I do not understand any of this.
Good, you're an honest man.
I don't.
I understand that it's not understandable on purpose. I understand that it's shady. When I say shady, I don't necessarily mean dishonest. I mean it's murky. It's not.
Yeah, it's murky.
Transparent.
Yeah.
Once again, it's not regulated. You got to trust each other. I never bought into it. I've always been a critic of cryptocurrency, and maybe the technology someday will be how we do things. We're not ready for it.
And you.
People rushed it. Well, yeah, I'm not ready for it.
Yeah.
I can't see a thing being both a commodity and a currency. Cryptocurrency, this is the way now we are going to be buying and selling things with this cryptocurrency. Well, if it's cryptocurrency and it's replacing the dollar and fiat money, which is government printed money, based upon a trust again in the government, well, then how is it both a currency and a commodity? How do you invest in what do you buy it with? Dollars?
You buy it with dollars.
Think about it.
Yeah.
And think about all of these things that are the next big hedge against the dollar, against money.
Mm-hmm.
How come the people that are selling the gold that's going to keep you okay and the crypto that's going to keep you okay and the all of the different instruments that are out there, how come the people that are selling these to you based upon the fact that the economy is going down and the dollar is going to be worthless, why do they charge dollars for these things?
It's pretty obvious what's going on here. So anyway, while we're in the economy slot here at number three, I thought it was pretty interesting this week, all the conversation that has been started, I thought it was long overdue, about people getting gouged by car dealerships, or when you're trying to find a new car and you can't, you buy a used car and the prices are so high, and now people are realizing that they won't hold their value. There are new cars being produced, but once again, the Chinese are being blamed because of the chip shortage. outrage. There are all kinds of blames, and whether or not some people have floated the idea there was a conspiracy just to get people to pay more money so the car makers could make 30% more profit this year like the oil companies did. What do you think of that for a conspiracy?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I've never understood how the automobile industry works. It's just like I don't understand how crypto works. I don't understand, you know.
But you do understand how the world of News Talk Radio works. So let's go to Alex Jones, who once again this past week was in the headlines because of more charges. But now the focus is on where his assets are, and the news media people who don't like him to begin with, the liberals in the news media don't like him. I'm not saying everybody who's in the news media is liberal, but, you know, you get the New York Times on, your butt, and they're going to keep digging. So apparently Alex has been maneuvering around some of his assets so he doesn't have to pay these people off. I'm not surprised because I think that's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a shock.
Yeah.
such a nice, quiet boy.
Yeah, right. What has he done, if anything, really, do you think, to our business? Do people understand that he is who he is and isolate him? I mean, people used to say Rush Limbaugh was the business.
Rush Limbaugh wasn't the business. Rush Limbaugh was a major part of the business, because if Rush Limbaugh were the business, then what are you, chopped liver? I mean, the Beatles were rock and roll. Oh, what about the Beach Boys? What about,
right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. The Stones.
Is it, this whole thing about any one entity being the business. Mm-hmm. You can't compare Limbaugh to Alex Jones. Limbaugh was
foundation
upon which a whole new wave of industry, communications, and politics were sparked by him.
Yeah.
Alex Jones, when I was a supporter of Alex Jones, basically I was a supporter of this guy that was showing the industry how you can take talk radio and put it online.
Mm-hmm.
That he was a pioneer in the distribution of analog into digital media.
Yeah.
That was his contribution, and we're talking 20-some-odd years ago. He was an emerging figure, and he did it with what was called conspiracy theories, but back in those days, it was more investigative journalism. There's a very fine line between a conspiracy theory and investigative journalism.
Uh-huh.
And he just went too far. And one thing you said, people in the liberal media don't like him. I don't think people in any media like him. The conservatives dislike him as much because they see him as a blight on the conservative movement.
Yeah. He's a distraction. All right. I'm going to lead into a conversation about MyPillow by acknowledging that Elon Musk asked publicly this week what the story is with this guy Mike Lindell, and are MyPillows really any good? And so in response to that, Lindell was smart. He loaded a truck up with all kinds of MyPillow products and sent it to Elon Musk. So,
wow.
There you go.
Who then proceeded to launch them all into space.
Space, right. So we'll have MyPillows forever.
Right, floating with his car.
Well, you know, I've gotten people accuse me, or not accuse me, but they don't like it because I went back to selling the sheets and the pillows and stuff from MyPillow.com. And you know what? I tell him to go take a hike. This guy may be a controversial character. He may not be your best friend. He may not be my best friend. But there are people who want to buy this stuff, and there are people working in that plant. These are all made in America. So I take every opportunity to send people to MyPillow.com, buy the sheets or whatever, use the promo code DS, and you get a great buy. How's that for sticking in your ear?
I think you've explained yourself perfectly well, and we will forgive you.
Thank you. That's nice to know. All right, coming up, what's going on in the helms spot of Michael Harrison's interview? That's coming up after this. On the People List, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, for the week of January 23rd to the 27th, it's at number 10, Tony Dungy.
Certainly that plays into our football focus. Number 9, George Santos. Number 8, Ron DeSantis on the people list again. Hunter Biden still on the list at 7. Marjorie Taylor Greene says she wants to be the vice presidential candidate for Donald Trump, and she's got her heart set on it, and she's working to it. She's really working at it. She's number 6. Adam Schiff is number 5. Kevin McCarthy's 4. Mike Pence has something in common with Donald Trump and Joe Biden. They found stuff in his garage or in his basement or someplace. Did they find any in your house? That's not one of the stories. Okay, so Pence is 3, Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. There it is, the list and a little editorial comment here on The Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
The Top Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the stories from the charts that are put together by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com. So you want to know what the stories are, right? Number 10. This is neat because it's back into the sports world. The NFL playoffs. Lots of people are talking about that. Number 9, the George Santos drama in New York. Number 8. Ticketmaster getting it shoved up there. You know what? Not to be too indelicate about it. Number 7, what the governor of Florida has said about education. Number 6, the focus on all the shootings, all of the mayhem, especially in California. Number 5, Trump and his legal issues. Number 4, military aid to Ukraine. The debt ceiling is 3. Mr. McCarthy and his actions are 2, and the documents are number 1 this week on The Countdown.
All right, what's the scoop with the Michael Harrison interview this week, Michael?
We got a guy named Michael Ostrowski, not a superstar, not famous to the listeners, kind of a behind-the-scenes guy, a marketing pioneer, a digital marketer. And basically, when Bob Iger was brought back to Disney, I was inspired to say, you know, even Disney can't figure out a way to make money on the Internet.
Everybody, wow, you know, that's true, yeah.
And if Disney has to bring back Bob Iger to make Disney Plus pay when they've got this thing, what about the average guy that owns a radio station, owns a newspaper, a person out there trying to, you know, put a podcast out there? How tough is it? So I talked to an expert on digital marketing, and it's very interesting. It's a bit in the weeds, you know. It's behind the scenes.
But those are good.
sometimes to have that, because we need a focus that sort of is the story behind the story. So check it out. The Michael Harrison interview, mhinterview.com. It's also at talkers.com. Michael and Doug here at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney of note and of record for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And for that, he gets the big bucks, big consideration, known far and wide, here and there, everywhere, as America's classiest lawyer. Oh, gives me goosebumps to even say that. All right, let's get to speaking of class and classy and classified. Have you checked your garage to make sure you don't have any documents? I want to know that you haven't gotten away with all of these documents. I know the politicians say, well, it's different for Trump, it's different for Biden, it's different for Pence. You know what? It's a crock of manure. Who cares? There are too damn many of these documents in the first place, and all this has been made, it's just politics. That's all it is. There's nothing really legal or illegal here, because if it were, everybody in Congress would be in jail, right?
Well, that's not a bad solution either.
No, that's actually on second thought. Let's try that. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because they obviously there is a problem here that goes beyond Trump. And you highlight a couple of aspects to it. And the number of documents that have been classified in the last 10 or 15 years has jumped tremendously. And one problem with that is also the fact that, and it's one reason we have the Freedom of Information Act, people should be able to know what is going on in the government. And there are a lot of so-called secrets that really don't need to be secrets, and that's something we need to look at. It's interesting to see that the more recent past presidents, including Clinton and Bush and Obama, they're having another look to see if they have some. There is legitimate concern for some of the really more sensitive documents and to make sure that they are secure. But it certainly is a policy that very much needs to be updated.
Right. Okay. Next here, the legality of what Ron DeSantis has done with the education policy, specifically this week, the AP education courses that focus on black history. Is it legal? I guess I'm interested because I don't really know. I get how every state has their own laws, and so if he does this, does the federal government say, well, we're going to cut your education loan, your education money? You can't just do this. And what happens when a state decides to change a course, or is it up to the states to do what they want and the feds still support them?
Well, you hit it on the head with two issues, and one of these is the what we call the power of the purse, and that is there are certain instances where the federal government does not have the right to demand certain things, laws for states, but the way they do it is with money. So, for instance, the drinking age in every state is 21, and the way they did that was they said if you don't change your law to 21, you won't get federal highway funds. And so this is the threat that is being done in regard to DeSantis's efforts in regard to education. I got to admit, you know, DeSantis concerns me because he's politically astute, and I'm not sure how actually much he believes and how much he is playing to racial divide in the country. And I am very much concerned about education being interfered with by politicians, whether it be left or right. And the tolerance, you know, saying slavery and racism, it almost like they never occurred, or racism is not an issue, it just isn't correct. And the way to solve problems is to talk about problems. The idea that racism is behind everything that's wrong in society, of course, that's not accurate too. But the only way you have education is when you do hear from opposing sides, and the limits that DeSantis is trying to put on are dangerous.
All right, a couple of legal, actually lawyers, whose futures appear to be ruined. There's a fellow named Collinford Mattis, who was sentenced this week because he burned a police car with this lady. I can't pronounce her name. Her last name is Rahman, but they're both lawyers, or they were. Apparently, they've lost their licenses to practice law because of what they did around the George Floyd sentencing. Is that something that I don't know whether I'm surprised or not. Why would a lawyer get involved in something like that?
You know, lawyers, some of us are even people, and we'll do things and criminal actions that shouldn't. And the bar has an obligation to keep people who have violated crimes from necessarily being lawyers.
Being lawyers. Got it. Okay. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, going through some of the legal issues on the countdown at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.